Hello and welcome to another worldwide podcast of Universal Ottery. I'm your host, evangelist and poet Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice in the Gospel of Mark. We're in chapter 9 with verses 14 through 19. When they came to the disciples, they saw a large crowd around them and scribes arguing with them. Immediately on seeing Jesus, the whole crowd was utterly amazed. They ran up to Jesus and greeted him. He asked them, "What are you arguing about with them?" Someone from the crowd answered him, "Teacher, I have brought to you my son possessed by a mute spirit. Wherever it seizes him, it throws him down. He foams at the mouth, grinds his teeth, and becomes rigid. I asked your disciples to drive it out, but they were unable to do so." He said to them in reply, "O faithless generation, how long will I be with you? How long will I endure you? Bring him to me." Have you ever been able to drive out your demons? You know, the ones that plague you daily, seeking excess as something sweeter. Sensations of taste make you weaker until you understand how to call on Jesus as your holy feature. Amen. You know, as a poet, I can't help but to speak in rhymes, laughing along the way as Jesus does describe his kingdom to me as the practice I can't deny, wanting to pray aloud, proclaiming the only one who never makes me feel shy. You see, to call on Jesus, you must remain in faith, no matter what you experience from the world. Turning, he will correct any mistakes, calling on him first to make or break what you surely can't fake, Jesus' healing. Amen? You must remain in him as he is in you. You must call on him as the only hope that proves he is the love that overcomes all abuse, where redemption holds firm to the mercy of Cuth. No matter who denies him, all abuse, or your being healed, stay in God's word to understand how Jesus must feel, to anoint someone who learned not to squeal, but seek out the lost, lonely, and languished, as those you help to overcome their repeal, finding healing real. Amen. Join me in my daily prayer of forgiveness. I am sorry, Lord. I believe you died and rose for me. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I share you in my Lord and Savior, seeking to live your will in all things. We pray for our family, my wife Toni, my mother Betty. We pray for our children, especially our two oldest, Alexandra and Alan, Julian, Gabriel, and Jeffrey, and our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot. We pray for those we've said that we would pray for and those who've asked us to pray for them. We pray for the dying as we do each day. Lord, give them peace in their last breath. Silence for the prayers of others dealing with this war in Ukraine. In the Holy Spirit, we pray for our brothers in Kairos, especially a prayer for our men in blue. We've completed a novena for our niece, Brittany, who is a mother of four. She's 33 and has stage 4 brain cancer. We pray for Holy Mother Church. In Jesus' precious blood, by his name, we pray. Yeah. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. Today, my poem comes from the study of Mark's Gospel. We're in chapter 9, where our practice takes us through verses 14 through 19. We practice, pray, and proclaim, amen, what it means to be spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. It's a three stanza poem. It's ongoing. It's titled, Unable to Drive Out the Demon. Disciples challenge spirit-mute-possessed son, Crowd large, arguing scribes him greeted, yum. Amazed, utterly seeing Jesus, nobody was mum. Asking Jesus, arguing about what for fun. Father in the crowd called the teacher, spirit mute, son mine brought to seek you. Him seized anywhere, mouth foams, teeth grinds, features. Rigid he becomes, there's nothing I can do. My disciple's request was left unheeded, unable to drive out the demon. Replying, Jesus, generation faithless, he conceded. Him bring to me, you endure how long of a season. Or how long for this reason. Amen. I'm Thomas Shokruz Wiggins. It's September 26, 2022. I'm recording this morning at 5:59 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining us across the world on universalutterings.org. We continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you. Well, Universal Utterings is brought to you by God First Ministries Incorporated. It's a 501c3 certified ministry. You can learn more at universalutterings.org. We continue to lift up the Word of God as our practice, prayer, and proclamation of how to see the world around you, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my good friends John and Marie, we call out today as we end. We'll thank heavens for 7-Eleven and your prayers of our ministry each day. Thank you for your prayers as we continue to proclaim his deeds of salvation. We close in the name of Jesus. Amen. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.